The fact that
hey everybody, you can hear Chris ranting in the background. We're gonna dive right in. Episode 84. All right, hang on. You guys got Chris while he's heated mid convo. Everybody, welcome back to the show.
I hate this team.
We're talking about. This was off thing, and I was just setting up the show, and I was like, you know what, dude, this is a perfect opportunity because Chris is over here fired up. He's got a stank face on.
I hate this team. Like, I really just want to get rid of anything blue in my wardrobe at this point. That's how bad it is.
So we're talking about the Lions and their head coach. What do you want to call it? Their head coach signing.
Waiting.
Yeah, who they're expecting to bring in.
Yep.
We obviously already missed out on Saleh. So, yep. Chris, give us a little insight about the guy who they brought in.
He was part of the 0-16 Lions team, coached the Dolphins for a second back in 2010, as an interim coach.
Wait, he coached the Dolphins?
Yeah, he was an interim coach for them in 2010 when they fired their coach.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, he's apparently a player's coach. Apparently the assistant technically in New Orleans, but this is my thought process. It's New Orleans. You know Sean Payton's running the show.
Yeah.
So it's like an assistant coach in New Orleans system. I don't think is doing much,
right?
And then he's
also
the tight
just
ends
like a tight
coach.
Ends coach.
Yeah, it's like, does New Orleans tight ends really do so much where I can say, hey, I really want you to be the head coach here?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, not really, not to me.
Right. So Dan Campbell's the name.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be the guy, not Bieniemy, not Saleh.
So
it's Dan Campbell.
Our buddy Lair Bear sent me something as well, and I'm like, dude. I really hate this team.
What?
He was like, yeah, his buddy told him, yo, Dan Campbell looks like PC Principal from South Park.
Oh, man, he kind of does,
dude.
Doesn't he?
Just put the sunglasses on. You PC, bro? Yeah, I'm PC Lions.
Oh, my God, he does actually look like him. I'm sitting here looking at a picture of him right now.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man. Oh, like, the most PC team in the league, guys, coming to you from Detroit.
Well, I mean, thank God for you and I. We jumped off this bandwagon a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The coach is a big deal. I mean,
it
you
is.
Saw what happened when Patricia came in here, thought what? He was, running the show and, getting rid of our defense and running all this other stuff. I mean, it's a big deal. What do you think about the GM signing, though?
So, it's not who I wanted, but it's not a bad signing because this is a guy who obviously has an eye for talent. And, I mean, you being a Rams fan, you've seen firsthand what he does for the organization. I mean, this is a guy who helped him find Aaron Donald, like that's kind of something like he had the enough wherewithal to be like, yo, this is who we're taking at this spot.
Right.
And look how that's worked out. Like other guys that he's brought in through the draft, Cooper Kupp, instead of going with Wentz, going with Goff, he's had hits, and then they haven't really had a first-round pick to work with in a second, as you mentioned to me.
Yeah, for a while.
And they've still found guys that can still benefit and help them out.
Yeah, I mean, they've got guys on that defense this year that's
– And, I mean, the other thing to me that makes me like him, because realistically, I didn't want a GM that necessarily came from an organization that's been solidified as a winner for a long time.
Yeah.
I want somebody that knows how to rebuild.
Right. And that's what I was about to say. Sorry, I thought it was doing the thing where it was playing our voice like double in the headphones.
It's cool.
My bad. Anywho, it's somebody who's literally been there.
They've
he's been
there
for 17 years.
So he's been through the Rams at their height, the Rams at their lowest, and getting to their height again.
Right.
So he's familiar with going through those ups and downs.
Right.
So he knows what it takes to get to the promised land.
Yeah, and the thing was, the only thing that kind of worries me is the guy wasn't really a shot caller.
Yeah.
But I think he recognizes talent.
Exactly,
Yeah. If you give somebody who's got a good eye for talent, put them in a position to, bring people in, I don't think he's going to be the type of guy who's going to off-slay for...
Nah.
It's going to turn into Jonah Jackson and Quintez Cephas.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And as much as we gave him shit, realistically, if it wasn't for Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn would probably still be the GM of the Lions.
True.
Because he wasn't really bad at his job, per se. I mean,
well,
he was a little iffy in the early spot of the draft at times, but he was able to find gems in the draft. And then, you know, he, short of Slay, realistically, and not locking up Galladay, he was able to still make, you know, contracts work to bring in guys that can somewhat contribute here and there, you know, rework contracts so you have a little more flexibility on the cap. Like, he was competent. It's just he was determined he needed his guy, and listening to his guy is what got him, you know, out the door.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Last year, last year was kind of the final straw, right?
It was.
He did a desperate move to bring in a corner that he thought was just going to change the defense.
Yeah.
And really what it was just making up for the fucking dumb trade that you made.
Yep.
Just because your head coach doesn't like a guy and that's your guy.
Yeah.
You never take a cornerback at three.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there probably has been some.
But,
like,
I mean,
where was, like, Champ Bailey taken or, you know.
Well, I mean, realistically, and even the comparison was coming before the draft, you don't take a cornerback at three unless it's Deion Sanders.
Right.
That's the only time you do it.
Right.
And Okuda, as good as he wasn't screaming Deion Sanders.
No.
Patrick Surtin is probably better than Okuda.
I mean, let's be fair. But, you needed, you know, a quarterback.
Yeah.
Tua was off the board, right? Or he was still on the board. Who got taken first?
First was
Chase Young. Chase Young. So yeah. Tua was on the board.
Yep.
And
yeah,
then,
he was. Actually, all the quarterbacks were.
Yeah, Herbert was on the board.
Yeah, Herbert.
There was a lot
was
of guys that were still on the board.
And these are guys that could have benefited from learning some, but still, you
right.
know.
So at three, I mean, when you're in need of a quarterback, like, the GM's job is to protect your franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see the Packers in the first round taking a quarterback.
Exactly.
Like, you have a chance to get a guy who's going to change your whole franchise.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, or even without going quarterback. Dude.
Oh, Joe Burrow was first off the board.
Yeah, okay, he was.
But Chase Young was right
but
there.
But I'm like, dude, imagine if the Lions would have had Mekhi Becton on their offensive line. Dude was one of the only bright spots for the Jets most of this season.
Yeah, he made the...
Did he make the Pro Bowl?
No, but he's got, like, the... I was looking at, like, this top 10 rookie list, which I didn't agree with. I thought they snubbed a couple of the Rams defenders.
Okay.
In favor for, like, Justin... Or, who's Taylor? Jonathan Taylor?
Uh-huh.
Who is the other guy who's, like...
Was it Dobbins? Or,
No. Not even Antoine Winfield, because he deserved to be on that list, absolutely.
Yeah, Winfield deserved it.
I don't know.
Winfield
was
actually playing like a vet this year, which impressed me.
He looked great, man.
Dude, like, I wish we could have drafted him.
Right?
Like, we didn't need a safety, but, dude, I wish we had him.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't have needed a safety. We couldn't trade Quandre Diggs away. And that's another, like, Bob Quinn move where
yeah,
it's just like,
I mean, Quandre did kind of taper off.
He played well here.
But he did taper off once he left. Like, he had that one big play when he first got to Seattle. And he kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Well, I mean, according to PFF, he was one of the top safeties in the league last year. Mm. I mean, this year, he didn't do much. Their team was fucking horrible.
dude, it was all bad.
Their team was terrible.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, so we've got a lot to talk about. Sorry, I caught Chris mid-rant. We didn't even, like...
Dude, Detroit sports is hell right now.
It is.
It really is. Like, the Lions are just stuck. The Pistons are
last
trying,
place.
But, I mean, they look good. It's just the Pistons, and you know what I hate about it? As the Knicks come up from being in that phase of being competitive but losing games because they're close, the Pistons are hitting that phase now where it's like you look competent if you watch the game for a certain stretch.
Yeah.
But once it gets to the fourth quarter, pulls away.
Well, I mean, Jeremy Grant's been playing at
he's been playing lights out.
Unthinkable level.
Yep.
I remember before the season started, because he got 3 years, 60K. Or 60
and we were very questionable
in that
about
case.
That.
Yeah.
We were very questionable about that.
However, I mean, he's coming out and making that contract look like we got a steal.
Yeah, easily.
He's putting up close to 30 points every night, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Averaging just under 25 a game,
yeah.
You know?
Great passes. Yep. He's actually grabbing a couple of rebounds, like... He looks good out there.
Yeah.
He looks like the number one guy.
Josh is, his average has plummeted since I started giving him props.
Yeah.
Because he was averaging 17 to start off, and now he's at like 12 a game.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, that's what happens when you go to, you know, Grant as your kind of main guy. You got Blake still. You know, you got
a lot going on. I mean, you got so many guys that play around the same position, you can only give so many touches.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's like the issue that Casey said he's kind of running into with the bigs. He's like, you know, the plan is to cut Plumlee's numbers a little bit, but try to work in Jahlil Okafor and Isaiah Stewart more. So they're trying to run a three center rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I feel like one of those guys are going to have to get moved.
Yeah.
Plumlee or Okafor is going to have to get moved at some point. Like, I like having the depth, but all centers, not really power forwards.
I know, but the thing is they brought them all in.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, so now what do you do?
Right.
Like, there's G League.
That's
you
why
know?
I didn't understand that at all, bringing in Plumlee and Okafor.
Right.
After you drafted Stewart.
Right.
Like, it didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really like, I wasn't trying to knock Plumlee saying that he didn't deserve it per se, but it's like, why are you taking Plumlee and Okafor?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're anticipating Blake getting hurt again or like what the case
is. But even then, it's two centers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like Jahlil's probably the only one that could really, in my book, play power forward consistently.
Yeah, true.
You know, like he's more of a power forward to me than the other two, but I don't know, man. A
lot of questionable shit going on in Detroit sports.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, good sports. We've got four more what seem to be fantastic games coming up Saturday and Sunday.
Man, beautiful. Last weekend, actually, even with the Steelers getting blew out the way they did, all great games.
Five of the six were great games to watch. And
it was still somewhat great to watch because it's like, if you were a Pittsburgh fan, it was not great to watch.
Right.
But if you were someone that was like, hey, this team was not really an undefeated team. Oh, it was great to watch because you just saw them get dismantled.
Or just, you know, somebody who kind of just roots for, you know, a team being buried for, you know, how long have the Browns been under? 60 years?
Yeah, like, man.
And they finally get it going?
They finally did.
Well, I guess since they're like Jim Brown, you know, but.
But still.
It's a long fucking time.
That's a
long
time. No, it was about 50 years, actually.
Yeah.
Because they were saying, like, they did like the split during the game where it was like, you know, the titles between the two.
Yeah.
Before the merger. The Browns were running that rivalry. They were, like, running roughshod over the Steelers. The Steelers couldn't touch them.
Oh, and, like,
them.
The championship?
Well,
like
championships
before the Super
Bowl? And then head-to-head, too.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once...
No, I meant, like, during that era?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, once it hit the Super Bowl era when the merger happened?
Yeah.
Oh, completely different story. Pittsburgh just took off. It was like, oh, sorry, Browns, you suck.
Well, Pittsburgh is one of the most winningest teams in the
Super
Bowl era.
Yeah.
And the Browns have been... Well, the Browns.
And I mean, the Browns and the Lions were like the two most winningest prior to, if I'm not mistaken.
They were,
they were like two of the better franchises, which is, it's just crazy because like for 50 years, these two franchises that were looked at as the best have been the joke of the sports world.
Yeah, but I mean, that's also like a different time. You know, Detroit was booming back in that time. You know, like people wanted to be here.
Yeah.
For some reason, because it's cold, man.
Well, I mean, you're disaster proof here. Think about it. Even in disaster movies, like, you know, The Day After Tomorrow in, like, 2012.
Yeah.
Anything happens to Detroit? No. Somehow we just always exempt.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that. It's like, the worst we really got to worry about is, oh, okay, ocean levels are rising, so it makes maybe the lakes are rising, too. Oh, just move further off from the, you know, Detroit River and shit.
Well, it does, you know, flood a few of the houses right there on Lake St. Clair.
Yeah.
And they gotta get more sandbags. It's just, it's rough.
But I mean, compared to, you know, California where you'll just drift off.
I'm totally joking. It's we need a handful of sandbags to solve our problems out here.
Like, dude, California is the one I just don't understand. Like, I just couldn't see myself moving out there just because I'm like, it's going to float off.
Yeah.
That earthquake's coming and it's going to drift off away from the United States. Like, hey, we're the new Hawaii, guys.
That would be pretty fucking cool, actually.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Because Hawaii's dope.
Yeah, it is.
So just have, like, California, Hawaii.
Mm.
That'd be cool. So, speaking of the Browns, they got your team.
Yeah.
Mm.
Honestly, and everybody's like, oh, the Chiefs are going to dog walk them. They're going to kill them.
Yeah.
I'm like, the Browns actually have a shot.
Right.
Because they have a hungry Kareem Hunt. A very hungry Kareem Hunt at that. And not to mention, they're in a position, too, where they can actually keep Patrick Mahomes out of the game by running the ball. And if you can run the ball consistently, especially with Kareem Hunt feeling how he's feeling, and having, you know, Chubb there, dude. It's possible, and the Chiefs' run defense is not really the best, per se.
Oops. Sorry, there's a lot. You're an absolute professional, by the way.
It's cool.
I
it's
just
cool.
walked away yeah. for that whole rant.
It's like, hey, he walked away a little bit to, you know, fix some shit in here. But, hey, it's like.
Absolute professional over here.
Realistically.
I heard everything you said, though.
Yeah, like, realistically, the Browns have a shot.
They do have a shot.
People are trying to write them off like they have no shot. And it's like, dude, they actually have a chance.
Well, you see him. They shut up and played Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes has been, like, I don't know if you remember, he's been sitting for 3 weeks.
Yeah, like, he's been a little up and down, so, you know.
Well, not only that, he's literally been sitting for three. He didn't play week 17.
Yeah.
Got the bye.
Yep.
Got this whole week to prep.
Yep.
Like, I mean, I know it's Mahomes. I know when he came back from injury last year, it was pretty rough in the first couple quarters.
It took a second for him to kind of readjust, but he'll be straight.
And, I mean, with the Browns, you saw how quick they got off.
Yeah.
I wouldn't write him off completely.
Yeah. I mean, Casey can score at will, but if you can manage the clock in the way that the Browns can,
it could be a
low scoring game. But realistically, I'm taking the over. I told you, I'm thinking about going downtown betting over on it.
I absolutely would take the over too. Dude, what is the over?
Like, the over is, I think, like 55.
That's, I don't know. That's kind of tough.
It's tough, but either the Browns are going to actually show up and go toe to toe with them scoring. Or they're going to get blown out and the spread will be covered that way. It's no in between to me. Plus,
I mean, I know the Chiefs are good, but I think the Browns could make this game interesting.
They can make it very interesting. I'm like, they can go toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
And honestly, last time we saw Pat Mahomes and like Baker Mayfield actually go at it, dude, that game in college.
Have they played an NFL game against each other?
I think they may have had one. I'm not 100% sure. But, like, that game when they were at Texas Tech and Oklahoma, oh, dude, Baker made Mahomes look bad that game. And Mahomes had a monster game. It's just because Baker's, like, they won the game and they just looked that much better at Oklahoma.
Yeah. They had, in 2018, in November, Chiefs are 8-1, Browns are 2-6-1. Chiefs won 37-21. Baker went 29-42, 297, two touchdowns and a pick. Pat Mahomes did Pat Mahomes things.
Oh yeah, of course.
23-32, 375, three touchdowns and a pick. Mm-hmm. Kareem Hunt, who was a Chief at that time, 17 carries, 91, two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Kelsey, two touchdowns. But it's a different Browns team.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think the running game can keep them in it. Obviously, you saw what, you know, Baker can do, the defense can do, you know, against Pittsburgh.
Like, it's capable. I wouldn't write them off.
I think you're going with the Chiefs, but I think you got to look at how everybody wrote them off against Pittsburgh.
You
I think
can't you gotta, do that here. Yeah. Yeah, like, you have to give them their respect. They're here
right.
for a reason.
Who else we got? I know the Bills play the Ravens, right?
Yeah. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
So, interesting fact about that one, too.
What you got?
It's probably going to snow. Lamar Jackson has never played in a snow game ever in his life.
No.
This will be his first snow game. Yeah. He said,
are
like,
you kidding
even,
me?
He even came out and said the only time he had seen snow prior, because you got to think, he's from Miami.
Oh, yeah.
The only time he saw snow was when he was in Louisville, and realistically, they're not playing football that time of year when that snow falls in Louisville.
Yeah, and that's...
And I'm shocked, though, because, like...
They probably got, what, 2 inches? That's not
if that, and like I'm really shocked because, dude, in Baltimore, his first year he didn't really start playing until late in the season.
Yeah,
like, and you're going on the road in Pittsburgh and stuff. I'm really shocked. This
in
is
Cleveland.
Cincinnati.
Right.
This is the first time he's actually had to play in cold and like the snow, dude.
Oh, dude, the Browns are gonna kill him then.
I mean, the Bills might, but who knows?
That's what I meant. The Bills,
yeah. Look, he might get out there and be like, hey, I can slip a slide a little easier on my cuts. Hold up. And just tear him up. It could go either way.
No. Snow is way different. You know it when you walk outside of the house. If there's snow on the ground, you're stepping a little bit differently. You got a little more weight in your heels.
Like, Josh Allen's, he's bred in the snow at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's a snow veteran.
Yeah, he's been powerbombed through 20 tables.
Oh, dude, did you see what he said?
No, what he said.
I kind of want the Bills to win the Super Bowl now.
Why?
Because he straight was like, Bills Mafia, I love you guys so much. If we can pull this off, I will go through tables. And yes, we can light them on fire. Dude. I kind of want to see it.
That's the perfect Bills quarterback, like,
dude,
statement.
Like, He fits Bill's culture so much.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
Because he does. He plays wild.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of, it's a wild fan base.
Exactly. Like, man, it's just, I kind of want to see them win it all just for that purpose.
That would be interesting.
I still want KC to win it all, so you know.
The Bills, I mean,
but they've got
that's
a great team.
Good football team.
And realistically, their losses this year were just, you know, could have went any other way.
Yeah. What happened? Let me see. Bills. Because they just, who did they just play? They beat the Colts. That was a great game.
Yeah.
That was probably game of the week.
It was. Yeah, that game was way better than I even thought it was going to be. Like, right. I knew it was going to be a good game, but.
I mean, I honestly thought it was slipping away. Yeah. I thought Buffalo was going to give it up.
They were slowly, and then it's just like, nah, bruh.
Because that one call in the last drive, it brought the ball back. Because Rivers hit that pass for the first down, and then they called, what was it? What's the fucking call where they're not set?
Was false start?
No, but the other one where it's like illegal motion or something. I think that was the call on the play.
Okay.
And it took away the first down.
Yeah,
it was on second down. Yeah. It took away the first down that he got, and then it dropped him back, so he was just heaving shit the next two plays.
Man.
I mean, Rivers was on his way to drop a game winner there.
Oh, yeah.
Did he say anything about retiring or anything yet?
I mean, he realistically said, oh, my God.
What? Uh-oh. What?
Corey Kluber's a Yankee.
What the f...
Yes! Let's fucking go!
All right, you're hearing it here live. Chris has gotten over his Dan Campbell...
Coltrane and Kluber? Oh!
That's dumb, dude.
And we just... And did you hear about what happened earlier today?
Lindor signing? Or what?
LeMahieu. He re-signed with the Yankees.
No way.
Dude. Like, the contract... Okay, so I'm a little mad at him about it. But it's like it benefits the Yankees, so I'm like, I'm not too mad. It helps out. 6-year, $90
million. Ooh.
He signed an Ozzie Albies deal in my book, bro.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, he was worth way more than that.
Right.
But hey, it is what it is.
I mean, if he's guaranteed that, that's a Scottie Pippen. You know, lock me up, coach. Holy shit.
Dude, I'm like, I'm so pumped now. It's like.
And now they get Corey Kluber.
Dude, just imagine, though.
Did this just happen?
Yes. So, look, this is your Yankees rotation, though. Kluber, Cole, Severino. Jesus.
Wait, who got that catcher, Real Muto?
I don't think he signed yet.
Phillies offer new nine-figure deal for free agent Real Muto. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so the Phillies tried to sign him.
Yep.
Did it actually go?
Well, I don't think it has yet.
No, they say the offer's 5 years and slightly above $100 million. Yeah, man. Dude, what are the Yankees' rotation now? It's got to be silly.
It's Kluber, Cole, Severino, and then you're probably going to have Tanaka in there as well.
Watch him just say, screw it, bring in Bauer as well.
Dude, why not? I wanted right. Bauer. Come on, Bauer. Yeah. Come on.
I feel like that guy, he's got Detroit Tiger written all over him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we kind of hate him, though, just because he was in India and he would just thrash us.
Probably. Like, man, this
What is else? Crazy. When did they report? They report in, like, mid-February, right?
I think so, yeah.
And that's apparently all, everything's
it's, oh, they're,
on time.
They're on slate, like, this is all go.
Yeah.
We're not going to, like the NFL this year, they're not going to miss a beat.
Right.
I mean, they may reschedule some games here and there, but.
That's exciting, man.
Man.
I wonder if they're going to allow fans.
And then they've also got Cisa, who they called up last year as well. Well, he's a relief pitcher. Oh, yeah, they moved Britton to the bullpen, too.
Yeah.
Well, Debbie Garcia.
Britton's been in the bullpen since.
I thought he was actually a starter at one point for a quick second.
He was, but I mean, since Baltimore, he was in the bullpen.
Yeah, they got Debbie Garcia, who they called up last year.
Huh.
He's going to be great.
What you're probably thinking of is them bringing Zach Britton, like, into the game, like, in the playoffs.
You know what?
Like, bringing him in early.
Not to mention, too, like, the Yankees bullpened a lot of games last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, in those bullpen games, Chad Green was more so the starter, quote unquote.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just kind of work everyone else in from there. Dude, this is, oh wait, I don't see Tanaka on the roster, so he might not be on there anymore. But man, that is a filthy rotation.
Wait, what do you mean Tanaka's not on there anymore?
I don't see Tanaka. Yeah.
What is he got? COVID? Is he hurt?
I don't know. Let's see. Oh, he might pitch in Japan. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, I like him. He's just up and down. You don't know which Tanaka you're going to get until you're about a month into the season.
Yeah, some days he looks like he's, you know, some starts he looks like he's going to be a Cy Young winner. Mm-hmm. And then other nights it's like, well, why did they even bring this guy in?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, dude. Oh, I'm so excited now. This is about to be a beautiful baseball season. Oh, man.
All right. So, you guys heard the news.
Oh, yeah.
What else we got? So, yeah, the Bills-Colts, that was a fantastic game. I mean, it could have went either way. But the Bills did pull it off. They caught the pick. You know,
they did.
Ran the timeout. They won the game. So, against the Ravens, what do you think?
Whoa. I mean, as much as I want Lamar to advance, I just don't see them beating Buffalo, man. I really don't. It's going to be very hard for them to do it. And it's going to take a lot. And if that snow, you know, reacts to Lamar in the wrong way, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you there. I know Buffalo's defense has kind of slipped off.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still a good team. Offense is, you know, ran exclusively through Josh Allen.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy to think about before we continue on there? Like, what if Stephon Diggs would have went to the Ravens?
Dude.
Like, I feel like that.
I feel like Lamar would be having the season that Josh Allen may be having.
Right.
He probably would.
And I feel like that would be like the move that would have put the Ravens over the top to where mm-hmm. it's like, we can't guard them.
Dude, at this point, Baltimore should know going into this offseason, sign Allen Robinson. Sign that man.
I would, if I was Baltimore, I would do everything in my power to get him in.
Yes. Sign Allen Robinson or Kenny Galladay if you can.
Right.
Or both.
Yeah, no.
Why
shit.
Not?
Well,
hey.
Where are they at in terms of salary? I'm sure they're probably pretty much capped out.
They might be, yeah.
Regardless, I would do everything that I had to do to get Robinson in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, would it be nice to have Galladay? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, Allen Robinson is a different kind of player, honestly. Like, he could be a top five guy with a good quarterback.
Maybe about, like, 25 or so million in the cap. So, that probably would have to go to Robinson at that point. Yeah.
I mean, he's probably going to get like 15, 16, 17 a year. Right?
Probably.
The thing is, we were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. It seems like Kenny Galladay is going to draw more interest
mm-hmm.
in the market than somebody like Allen Robinson. And I think it's just due to age, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think that's entirely fair. I think somebody like Allen Robinson has really shown, like, I've never had a good quarterback.
Jesus, that's a lot of contracts that they had to avoid going to arbitration on this year.
What?
The Yankees had to avoid going to arbitration on
Chris
Chad
is over
Green.
Here just Yankee land.
Oh, yeah, of course. Chad Green, Clint Frazier, Aaron Judge, Jordan Montgomery, Gary Sanchez, Gleyber Torres, Gio Urshela, and Luke Voigt.
Jesus Christ.
But that's how that farm system is.
Right.
You could just call guys up like that, and it's like, man.
Right. Damn. So what do they have to do there?
Well, I mean, they basically avoided arbitration, so they've got him under contract at least this year. Oh, but, okay. I mean, dude, some of these guys, like Gleyber and...
Wait, they already signed all these guys?
Yeah, for okay. at least a year. Okay. Like, Gleyber and Aaron Judge, to me, are the most obvious. Yes, you need to extend them beyond this year if you're the Yankees.
Yeah. I mean, Sanchez, like, too.
Sanchez has actually been having a rough year or two lately. Like, he's
ever since the one injury.
Yeah, it's like he's been falling off the last 2 years to the point where, like, Haji Soka gets a lot of starts now.
He's what?
He's getting more of the starts now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, they're trying to give Gary Sanchez as many chances as they can. So this year he has to prove it that he can get back to the Gary Sanchez that everybody was like, oh, this guy's a great catcher.
Yeah.
Because for a second they were saying, yo, the Yankees might just go after Real Muto and let him walk.
I mean, the thing is, like, he was out there, what, he hit like 50, 60 bombs his first year with the Yankees, or 40 or something. It was crazy. It was like an astronomical number, especially for a catcher.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, like, Yankees are stacked forever. I don't know. I guess I haven't really looked at his stats over the past, like, year or two.
Ooh. So on Patrick Mahomes' Twitter account, one of the tweets that he's liked, Odell's tweet, where it's like, don't be surprised this weekend when they win. Just throwing it out there. He took note.
Yeah.
Look, if Mahomes come out and just start going crazy, like, I took it personal.
Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, what about Odell? Odell actually might be one of those guys on the move next year.
He might be, yeah. I don't know where I see him going, though.
New England.
But that's the thing. With the Browns want to create more, you know, competition within the AFC, I feel like they move him to the NFC, if anything. Because they're in position to actually compete now, so why make somebody else better?
Yeah.
Especially if you know a receiver like Odell can change everything for New England.
Well, I mean, it's not like they're trading him within the division. You got to think of, like, places. I would love to see
you
Odell.
You still have
on, like,
to run into him before
I'd like
Super
to
Bowl.
See him on Baltimore. You know?
I would love to, but that's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
Contracts.
He would have to pull an AB.
Yeah.
He would have to get traded, right. Get cut, and then end up there in order for that to happen. Like, that's the only way Odell's going to end up in Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't know where he would end up, but yeah I did see the tweet. I didn't know that Pat Mahomes liked it or anything. That's,
yeah. But, I mean, he was basically saying it for the Browns, realistically.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's just like, and everybody was trying to make it like, well, he didn't say who they are, so you can
obviously
be right
he's talking
either
about
way.
His team.
Like, yeah, like, come on. Now, who's going to just outright be like, yeah, my team going to get their ass bust in the playoffs?
Right.
No.
I agree with him, though, man.
Yeah.
That could be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other game we were just talking about? Oh, yeah, Bills-Ravens.
Yeah.
So call your shot. First game, I'm going
KC.
With KC.
Yeah, KC easily.
Feel like
KC
you have
and then
to.
Buffalo.
I feel like I have to go with Buffalo on this one, too.
Yeah. It's like, I want to pick Lamar, but my football mind says Buffalo has this one, and it's going to be Buffalo and KC in the AFC Championship.
Yeah. I mean, and I think Josh Allen, with the Ravens got a great defense, too, mm-hmm. but I think just he's playing lights out. And
apparently, I think this is like the first time that two quarterbacks that were drafted within the first round of the same draft class have made it into the playoffs, like, and played each other this soon.
Really?
Yeah, Lamar and Josh.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you think of it, it's been Peyton Manning, Tom Brady,
yeah,
Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre. You
exactly.
know, all these guys have just been running the league for
Rough
how
shot.
Many years?
Yeah.
Philip Rivers.
It's like, it's nice, though, because if you look at the AFC, it's the next generation of quarterbacks going to the Super Bowl this year. And then
well,
the NFC,
Deshaun Watson's not.
Yeah, well,
there.
I mean, still, like, this... These are the guys that you
oh,
look
you're
at
talking
as,
like Lamar.
Yeah, like Lamar, you know, Mahomes, Josh Allen, technically Baker, even though I don't want to give him that type of credit. But these are the guys that you look at as the next, you know, phase of quarterbacks of the future
yeah.
to be the faces of the league.
Yeah.
And then in the NFC, short of, you know, your guy Jared Goff, it's the old guard. Because you've got Brady, you've got Rodgers, you've got Brees. Yeah.
Did you see the History Channel picture?
Oh, dude, that was hilarious. And they both actually posted it, too.
Yeah, I know. It was like Tom Brady's like thing that he posted. And he's like, yeah, it's going to be a great matchup this weekend.
Man.
So we've been talking about the NFC, I think, a little bit more throughout the week.
Yeah.
I'm excited for these games, man.
I'm really cheering for your Rams. I'm cheering for them so hard.
Well, for sure. I mean.
And honestly, I feel like they're the best team in the NFC left. Like,
I think so, too.
I don't trust New Orleans.
Well, New Orleans, I'll say this. New Orleans is right there.
Yeah, they're really good.
In terms of defense.
It's just...
The offense can explode at any time.
And I feel like with them, if Breeze has to, you know, pass too far downfield and you have to force him into that position, New Orleans might be shook.
Yeah.
But with Tampa, you don't know which Tampa you're getting. And it's not a knock to all the talent that Tampa has if they don't make the Super Bowl this year. Everybody's like a Super Bowl or bust, but
mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, like the chemistry that you have to build, because you've got to think part of that success in New England is Chom's chemistry with his guys. Yeah, he was meeting with the guys in the offseason and everything, but he didn't have his typical offseason with them to really get that chemistry. And then you're just working AB in the middle of the season too. Like
mm-hmm.
that Tampa team, if they keep all those pieces together next year, they could possibly go 16-0 if they actually get that chemistry together and just get it rolling.
You say Tampa?
Yeah. Because when they look good, yeah. they look unstoppable.
Right.
No team can stop them.
Right.
But then there are those games where it's just like, did you show up?
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of those games, it's, you know, the running game doesn't click early. Brady's mm-hmm. misfiring. He's got pressure all in his face.
Yeah.
You know, he's throwing the ball. Wide receivers are dropping stuff. It seems like when they're off, it's like everything is bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they're on, they're on.
When they're on, they're on.
And they've got all the talent.
It's just like
they've got all the talent in the world.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Evans been banged, and that's they've also had a lot of injuries.
Exactly,
this year
and the
too.
Injuries are a factor as well too. Right. Yeah, because like, I don't think Ronald Jones is going to play this weekend.
For real?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to sit. He's still banged up.
Honestly, man, I feel like Fournette's kind of the better go.
You've got Fournette, yeah, and it's just it's so weird because like they're so stacked. Not just at receiver, we forget they're stacked at running back,
right?
Because you don't just have Jones and Fournette; you also got Shady McCoy.
Yeah, you also have McCoy. Yeah. I mean, his obviously his best days are behind him.
They are.
He
but
was
I mean,
what a fourth string in KC.
I think so, third or fourth.
Either way, he didn't see playing time.
He didn't
know?
See much. Yeah, but it's just if you've got to throw him out there, he's capable.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, as far as like this game, because I did not like what I saw from the Saints. Yeah. The Bears, if they click on that Wims throw, it was
a different game.
That would have been a game changer. Yep. I feel like Chicago would have easily won that game.
Yeah,
the Saints look like shit on offense.
And we were saying the Bears had a shot.
Right,
they just couldn't get it together.
I'm telling you, man, that one play just killed the momentum for them.
Yeah,
they couldn't get Allen Robinson involved, which kudos to New Orleans. You know, they really did a good job game planning around that. David Montgomery couldn't really get it rolling like he wanted to. Mm-hmm. Trubisky didn't look terrible, but it looked like Trubisky, you know, more than he has the past like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But I hope the Saints could just hit. I hope Brady runs the score. Remember, like, in his New England days where they'd win, like, 56-3, 56-9?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm kind of hoping happens to the Saints this time around.
It could very well happen because you got to think, both games against New Orleans, they looked bad. Brady's had 5 interceptions against the Saints this year.
I mean, that one, it was a prime
was
time.
Like,
I think it was Thursday.
It was, like, 3 or 4 in one game?
Yeah.
No, it was 3 because he had 2 in the first game to start the season. And then he had 3 in that.
Opening. Yeah. Yeah, and it seems like everybody's a go outside of Ronald Jones, right?
Yeah, Ronald Jones is basically the only guy I don't think is going to make it for them.
Yeah. I mean, just the Saints, they looked anemic on offense against against the Bears. The Bears got a good defense, but they're not that good. You know? And it looked like the Saints were really going to turn it on towards the end of the game. They just never got it going.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It'll be a very entertaining game, though, I think.
Who you got?
I'm going with Tampa.
Me too.
Yeah. Like, I feel like this could be the game where Tampa doesn't show up, but it's Tom Brady. He's not going to let this happen a third time.
No, man.
Season,
it's playoff Brady. Yeah. He's like, ready to send Breeze home and say, I'm the GOAT, and I'm still here.
I'm
started before you.
You retire. I'm going to be going even after you gone.
Yeah. Started before you, and I'm still here.
Exactly.
Going to NFC Championship games and losing to the Rams. Speaking of which, Rams Packers. This is an interesting one.
Dude, Davante Adams versus Jalen Ramsey.
I mean, if there is a guy in the league that can handle Davante Adams, it's him.
Yeah, because, I mean, look what he's done this year. Look at the guys that he's had to match up against.
Did you see the tweet? I forget. PFF sent it out or somebody. Collinsworth, Sherman. Somebody sent it out there, right? And it was him versus, like, or it showed the stats of Ramsey against, like, the corners that he faced.
Yeah, like the receivers and stuff that he had to go. Dude, like, you got to think. In his division alone, he has to check DK and DeAndre Hopkins 4 times a year. And then also, who else is in that division too? Well, San Fran doesn't really have a
Ayuk,
designated.
Hopkins.
Yeah, like, it's not a designated number one. Yeah, Hopkins. Yeah. Like,
Metcalf.
Those were no doubt.
Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, like, the 49ers, just that whole offense, they're not anything to play with. Like,
you got to be a good
player. So here it is. Amari Cooper, 7 receptions, 57 yards. That was week 1. Stephon Diggs, 1 reception, 4 yards. Touchdown. Stephon Diggs. Scary Terry, 0 receptions. Allen Robinson, 1 for 42. DK Metcalf, 0 receptions. Mike Evans, 4 for 40. Hopkins, 3 for 20. DK again, 1 for 11. Hopkins, 2 for 28. Metcalf again in the wildcard game, 3 for 33.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey's no joke.
He's no joke at all. Like, he's a shutdown corner. Matter of fact, why is he not a 99 Madden?
And this is only when they're covered by Ramsey.
Yeah.
So Cooper kind of like got him, 7 foot 7, but yeah, none of these guys finished with over 100 yards in the game.
Man, like, that's crazy.
Like, he's killing your whole morale.
He's taking away your number one option.
And not and only
you can't
that,
do anything with it.
And not only that, the Terminator. You saw they're calling the Terminator now?
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Donald, saw what he did who did they just play? Seattle. Yeah,
Seahawks.
You saw him early in the game, man, taking over from the jump. If he didn't hurt himself.
The game for him.
Yeah, man, if he didn't hurt his ribs, like, and Wilson would have got sent out.
I don't know what it is with Russ, like, where he can't put together a full season.
Like, yeah, I mean,
it's so weird because it's like he gets hot, very hot for a second, and then that cool off is just like, ooh, you're not the same guy.
Right.
Like, the deep ball doesn't look as good anymore. It's,
Yeah, and I mean, early in that game, I think it was Lockett who caught it. Mm-hmm. He threw just a money ball, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because he was connecting with Lockett in the game.
Yeah. Only a couple times, man. He had worse stats than Goff.
Yeah,
Goff has a broken thumb that he wasn't even supposed to play in that game.
Yeah, but like, I literally saw more plays actually going Lockett's way than DK, but that's what DK had,
Mm-hmm.
The matchup that you don't want. And I mean, look at another way to even show how great Ramsey is. Just look at how DK did Stephon Gilmore this season.
Right.
Compared to Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
Stephon Gilmore was the defensive player of the year last year. He was a shutdown corner. Still is.
Yeah.
He's still a shutdown corner.
Yeah.
But DK had him looking like he was a rookie.
DK embarrassed him. I mean, it was just like one time it was straight line. The other time it was like, I'm bigger, I'm faster, I'm better than you.
So many different routes that he was just getting him on. Like, oh, you want it this way, that way, this way. Yeah. Which way you want it? Because I'm coming to you anyway.
Right. And I mean, granted, a lot of it could be scheme, but Belichick does not allow the deep ball.
Nah.
He takes that away.
Yeah.
And makes you, dump and ding or whatever. Ding and dump. Is that what they call
dink
it?
And dump.
Yeah. Yeah. He made him dig. That's what he does. Patricia tried to do it. Couldn't do it here, but that's his whole ball game. So for DK to just beat you deep with Stephon Gilmore, that's saying something.
Exactly.
So Aaron Rodgers against the Rams. I'm going to tell you why the Rams are going to win this game.
All right. Tell me. Because I'm already buying in, but
Aaron Rodgers is one of the worst passers this season against the pass rush.
Mm.
His quarterback rating is just plummets, right? Nobody gets to the passer better than these guys, especially with Aaron Donald. But you saw when he left the game, the line was still
still
unstoppable.
Yep.
I mean, Green Bay might have the best offensive line in football, but
Bakhtiari's out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bakhtiari's out. Huge deal. The Rams are going to get home.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is Goff going to be good enough to
get some points on the board?
All we have to do is just get up by a little bit. Give us 10-point lead.
Yep.
10-point lead early, just a few stops under Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
The Rams are winning this game.
Yep.
And potentially going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I mean, New Orleans and Tampa the week after.
We know how I feel about Green Bay. They go against competition. And they don't show up.
That's another thing.
So,
They beat up on the weak teams.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. They've got 3 losses on the season.
Yeah.
Let's see who they lost to.
I mean, I'll even look at their wins, too, just to be fair. Yeah. I mean, the Vikings, the quality win was New Orleans by 7. They lost to Tampa. Tampa made them look bad that game. I remember that one.
Oh, yeah. It was embarrassing.
Minnesota beat them. So they split with Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
That game against San Fran where they played San Fran's like 4th string, basically.
Yeah, they basically played like fucking Hazel Park High School.
And that was basically just his way of saying, hey, you got me last year when you had your team.
Yeah.
And because he looked bad both the games against San Fran last year.
Oh,
like,
I know.
He looked horrible against them twice.
Well, that's because San Fran, they could get home like crazy. And Aaron Rodgers was off last year. I feel like there was something that happened.
There was something that was off. Yeah. And then the Colts lost to them.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat Tennessee, but that was a snow game where Tennessee just was not comfortable at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else? They like barely beat Jacksonville or something.
Yeah, 24-20. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was in Lambeau too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. I mean, they beat the Panthers by 8.
The Panthers, they actually played a lot better than their record shows because they have the same record as Lions, right?
Yeah.
And They they were out there just slinging that ball around, mm-hmm. and they didn't even have Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
You know, they have a mediocre quarterback who turned, you know, Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore into top 10 guys in terms of the stats.
Right.
It's crazy. I feel like they hit harder than anybody in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Who did they take at safety in the draft?
Was it Savage? Or was that last year?
I'm not sure. Let me see. Panthers draft. I know there's a guy that they have, and I was looking at his stats the other day, and I'm like, what? This dude's, like, playing like an all, seriously, like an all-pro. Is it Jeremy Chin?
Is?
I think it is. Yeah. I mean, this dude's been, like, lights out.
I was thinking of Green Bay, not Carolina. That's why I said Savage.
I think it was him. Dude's been, like, lights out all season. Anywho. Yeah, so... Based on my argument, the only thing is you just got to be skeptical. Like, can the Rams, you know, actually throw the football?
Right.
Because, I mean, once they work in the play action, like, if Goff can just get that thing a little bit downfield.
Mm-hmm. Like, you just got to get a little touch on it. They'll be straight.
Did we hear anything about Cooper Kupp? Because remember, he was like, he left the game, like, grabbing his knee, like, you know, on the inside. Like, that could have been rough.
Look into that, actually. Injuries, and let's see. He's still questionable.
He's questionable? Yeah. There's no, like,
it's
significant tears?
It's not doubtful or anything. Nah, it's just saying questionable with his knee.
It says he's set to play.
Yep. Which, because, I mean, we know, unless it's doubtful, mm-hmm. questionable means you're suiting up, unless something at the very last second stops you.
Also, Kingsley Keke, he's got mm-hmm. a concussion for the Packers, mm-hmm. is doubtful to play. Kevin King, Achilles. He was limited in practice all week. He'll probably play. Lazard, Mercedes Lewis, Adarius Smith, St. Brown, whiteout, Rick Wagner.
Nyquist.
Yeah, all these guys have been, you know, limited all week.
Mm.
Outside of John Wolford, I think the Rams are at full ready to play. Do they play tomorrow or do they play Sunday?
They are. Wait, where are they tomorrow? Yeah, there's tomorrow. Yep, there's the first game tomorrow, and then the one after is Buffalo and Baltimore. Yep.
Are they both afternoon and, like, late
4:30 and then 8? Yeah.
I wonder if I'll be able to catch some of the UFC card tomorrow.
Because that's at 3.
It starts at 3.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why? Why, Dana? Why did you do that to us?
I don't know, man.
It could have been at midnight.
Right. Just give me Max Holloway versus Qatar, man. You know, late.
Because that is, dude, this next week is going to be some good fights.
Yeah. Carlos Condit is actually making his way back. He's the co-main event tomorrow versus Matt Brown.
Mm.
Not the fight we want, but it's the one we're getting.
Like, the UFC was like, yo, this one's on a, like, broadcast television.
It's on ABC.
Yeah, it's on ABC. I'm like, oh, yeah, nice.
It's exciting, man.
Like, that's huge.
Pretty pumped about it.
Yeah. Like, this will give them a nice little boost in ratings.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they don't necessarily need it, but a lot of people just, you know, don't think to order a UFC pay-per-view, and this might be their gateway in.
Yeah, man. And then it's actually brilliant. Like, sorry, I dropped my vape. You get Max Holloway, you know, one of the most exciting fighters to watch. You know what you're getting with him.
Yeah.
He's going to be in full attack mode the entire fight. Throwing nothing but jabs. It looks like he's got just high volume, you know, throwing punches. Everybody's going to watch a main event, you know?
Yeah.
But then, you know, in 2 weeks, is it 2 weeks?
Is it 2 weeks or is it next week? I feel like
it is next week.
It is next week. Yeah, I was like, I thought it was next week because they were saying three events in the next 7 days.
Right, because they have...
Because I think it's going to be one Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, they have Michael Chiesa and Neil Magny. On the fight night, which is Wednesday. But UFC 257, you have Conor going, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Conor Poirier, anybody here is Conor McGregor, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's going to tune into that.
In. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of a brilliant move, man.
Man. This is going to be great. Like, so many good fights, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, I'm excited.
And, yeah.
I mean, tomorrow, you know how I do it. Like, usually, like, NFL's playing, NFL during the season.
Yeah.
I got five games on one screen, you know, the bottom two or three, whatever remaining games on the other.
Mm-hmm.
This one is going to be just UFC and these awesome playoff games.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it did not disappoint last week.
Yep.
We were saying.
Apparently, Harden's first game is going to be tomorrow, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his first game in Brooklyn. No Kyrie, though.
Of course not. Yeah. He's just, well, no, you know, taking a sabbatical.
He was eligible to play tomorrow, but he's still out for personal reasons.
Yeah, he's just, you know. He's weird, dude. Ever since I saw him doing the fucking,
dude, like,
the ritual where he's, like, throwing shit on the sideline.
Oh, the sage. Yeah. Well, it's, like, I don't mind the weirdness and stuff. It's just, it, and somebody pointed it out to me, Kyrie's heart don't seem like it's in it to play basketball. Like,
right.
he seems like he wants to focus on something else. And part of me feels like it might be, you know, social justice work, which I'm not mad if that's the case. I would actually respect him more if he did like Maya Moore did and stepped away from the game until they're ready to come back. Because she literally just put her career on pause playing to, you know, fight for what wound up being her husband getting out of jail.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, dude, like, that's, you're already a winner. Like, you know, your career is Hall of Fame anyway, caliber anyway. You can come back, you know, once your heart's back in it, if it comes back into it.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to judge you. And your sponsors are actually not going to cut you. They're probably going to cut you a bigger check because you make them look good.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you're not really losing the money there. And, dude, like, each game he's missing, I think, apparently, like, $400,000 or so.
I saw it, yeah.
So it's like, you know, he's getting paid well anyway.
He'll make that back in endorsements if he's on every, you know, if he's on the commercials and everything else, because you know that'll happen.
Exactly, you know? So it's like, if, like, Kyrie, if you really don't want to do it this year, and maybe the pandemic is another reason why he doesn't really want to do it this year, just say that. Like, no one's judged any athlete that is set out for, you know, pandemic purposes.
Yeah, but he's on a superstar type level, man. Like, he gets more attention than some of these other guys that
he does, but,
you know, they've got lingering injuries or something, and they're like, you know what, I'll just take the year off, get my body right, you know, come back when there's fans in the stands, you know, like, that's different. But Kyrie, everything that he does is going to be on a microscope, you know?
It is.
He's a superstar.
It is.
Especially with Brooklyn, you know, who they are. They just they just bring in Harden.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, if he's got other stuff going on, I don't know. I'm with you. I feel like he hasn't seemed like he's in it, you know, since, like, those Cleveland.
And I mean, when he's playing, he plays well.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, like, it's like mentally something shifted before he left Cleveland. And he's just kind of like, when he's on the court, he's great.
Yeah.
But then you just hear, like, you know, all this extra stuff where it's like, all right, like, he's kind of standoffish with teammates at times when he checks out mentally, you know. It's
I mean, he straight up quit on Boston.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
It's unfortunate.
It sucks to see. I mean, especially a guy like, talent. You know, who plays as well as he does.
Exactly.
And, you know, anticipating, you know, what type of season Brooklyn's going to have, you know, just bring in the guy who essentially locks you up to be a contender.
Yeah.
You know?
I still feel like they need a little more, like, because on paper they look great. And my biggest question in that scenario is this. Who defers? Because all three of them are not going to be able to have the ball at all times. Like, KD can play off ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyrie is at his best with the ball in his hands. So is James Harden. And they're not going to be your two primary scoring options because Kevin Durant is your number one scorer in any offense that Kevin Durant is in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's going to defer their skill set to the other?
Well, I think we got, obviously, different play styles, different teams, different positions even. But you saw a little bit of it, the way that KD can make it work in Golden State.
Yeah, which he can make it work. But the thing is, in Golden State, Klay was willing to defer to be the third option.
Yeah.
Like, he was open to that. Like, oh, yeah, I'll burn y'all for, like, 40 a night out of nowhere. But it's not going to happen every single night because I'm giving my touches to KD.
Right.
Yeah. And then Klay also gave you great defense.
Yeah.
Harden and Kyrie don't give you that.
Yeah. Harden gives you essentially no defense.
It got better. It got better in the bubble.
Yeah.
In the bubble, he actually played defense.
Did you see the thing about him being, like, by a lot, the slowest player in basketball? Like, running a 3.5.
Dude. I mean, I could believe it.
I forget what it was. It was, like, 3.5. It was, like, on this, like, scale that they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, LeBron, even though he's one of the fastest guys on the field, like, he doesn't, like, sprint all the time.
Yeah, he does.
You know how he is. He, like, manages his load all season long. So he was, like, a 4.5 out of the whole thing. And he's one of the lower players, but Harden was, like, buried by himself.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then it was like some young kid from the Knicks, or not the Knicks, the Kings or something. It was
De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah,
he's fast. Yeah. De'Aaron Fox is fast too. Yeah, like he's ridiculously fast.
Right.
Like he reminds me of like when D Rose used to come with that burst.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how De'Aaron is to me.
Didn't he put somebody on a poster the other day?
I think so. I think he did, because somebody definitely got put on a poster. Oh, dude, last night, James Wiseman put a Bol Bol on a poster.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so your boy Drummond made Shaq and a Fool.
How'd he do that?
From that stupid play from last week.
Oh, the one we were talking about? I can't say it.
It made Shaq and a Fool, bro.
Yeah. I mean, just watch any Pistons game of his career and you'd make the fucking thing.
Man.
Free throws. Remember how bad he did turn around. Give him that.
It did.
But man, watching him just airball free throws like in his first few seasons.
Rough. Rough. Because he did. I think he's got it up to like 50 or 60% free throw shooting.
That's
like
decent.
That was a huge improvement from where he was. Because I think he was like a 30% shooter for the longest.
It was bad.
Yeah. Like it was rough watching him shoot free throws.
Yep. Who you got winning? Packers, Rams.
Rams. I can't pick Green Bay.
You genuinely believe they're going to win?
I genuinely do, because I just don't trust Green Bay.
All right.
And I just, in my right mind, I can't pick Green Bay to win much.
You have good taste, sir.
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't like the Packers. What do you mean?
Right.
You know what's kind of paining me, though?
What?
Even though I'm basically, like, at this point, depending, unless they at the last minute get Bieniemy, I'm done with the Lions. It pains me to think that there may be a chance that Deshaun Watson may go to Chicago. It's a slight chance.
Right.
And I'm like, I refuse to buy a Bears jersey. I fucking refuse. I can't do it.
You can't.
I can't. Like, even if I'm not an active Lions fan, Bears, Packers, and to a degree the Vikings. No. I'm not buying a jersey.
No,
I'm not
doing you it. Can't.
Nah.
You cannot buy an NFC North.
No.
Hell, not even a Lions jersey anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't buy those jerseys.
It's like, no, it's just because it's ingrained in you for so long. And right. I'm so glad that the Chargers did me a favor by firing Anthony Lynn, because it was hard for me to cheer against them, considering I like Anthony Lynn as a coach.
Uh-huh.
But by firing him, I'm like, oh, fuck you guys. Like, you trash now. I can dislike your organization. Great uniforms, but fuck you.
I mean, they got a lot of promise coming up. Did they find anybody?
Do. I don't think so. No, not yet.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Watch them get Bieniemy.
Oh, I would hate that.
Right?
I would absolutely hate that, dude. Because I forgot that that's actually an opening as a head coaching position, because I've heard nothing about anyone interviewing.
Yeah. So I was talking, we'll end on this. We started with this one on this. With the new GM, with him coming in, I mean, I feel like there's one move that he has to make right out the gate in order to show Lions fans that he's serious. And most of the homers who still watch the games and are like rooting for them and think they have a chance, like, you know, what was it, the Arizona game?
Yeah.
Like, after that game, everyone's like, well, this team could actually win a playoff game. I mean, you see what they just did to Arizona.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they barely skated away.
But they just got Kyler Murray's number somehow. That's really what it is.
Yeah, they barely skated away when a second-year quarterback threw 4 interceptions. Okay.
Because even when he beat them, you know, in his first game.
They tied.
Well, tied, yeah. Like, he looked bad most of that game.
Yeah.
And then he just came alive in the second half.
Yeah. Well, that's that stupid bend don't break shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody who watches those games and think the Lions have a chance at, you know, potentially winning the Super Bowl if Stafford gets hot, you know, like, those guys are not going to agree with me here.
Yeah.
I've already had conversations with these guys. They don't agree. But he has to come in and trade Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
And draft a quarterback at 7.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any argument to that. Anybody who knows how teams work, I feel like they'll agree with me on that.
Because, I mean, you're in a rebuild. And as much as I love Stafford as a quarterback, you're not in a quick enough turnaround rebuild
right.
where you're going to get him a championship. And he deserves it. It's like the Tigers a few years ago with Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude.
Just let him go.
Yeah.
Do what he's going to do, man. You're wasting his career. You already wasted 10 years
of it. We wasted so much of your time.
Yeah.
Let's let you go to greener path. We know you want to bring us one, but it's realistically not going to happen. So
we didn't get to do it with Calvin.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do it with Barry. I'm just kind of reiterating what I said last week. We mm-hmm. want to see him go just to see if it was him or yeah. or the Lions, you yep. know. I'm of the belief that it was the Lions organization, yeah. not Matthew Stafford, but
dude, cuz this
if you see him go to like a winning team, you'd be able to see that.
I mean, cuz it's like even with, you know, trying to have faith in the moves that the Lions have made, it's like I realistically cannot see myself having that faith simply because just look at how they've been as an organization for so long.
Yeah, and I mean, letting
you've shown
guys
me time walk. And again, different face, but we're still the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about Bob Quinn. We talk about, you know, he's done some good things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, trading away Darius Slay is huge, right? Mm-hmm. Like you turned him into a bench. You basically turned him into that one kid, T.J. Jones. He's yeah. got Quintez Cephas. Jonah Jackson did play well. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong. Jonah Jackson, quick turnaround. Yeah, Stafford had time. You didn't re-sign Galladay.
Yeah, you didn't.
Galladay didn't fucking sit all year because he had a hamstring injury.
Oh, he sat in.
He sat all year because yeah. he's trying to stay healthy and a freaking. He's already locked up. He's already going to get paid.
Yeah.
Like, and guys that talk about, I had another conversation with somebody else. They're saying, oh, Galladay is overrated. He can't get separation.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if he gets separation.
He
dude.
At least
the guy,
puts up numbers,
the
though.
The guy brings. He's productive. Mm-hmm. He brings in the ball. No one can guard
him.
He's
your most consistent offensive weapon.
Right.
I mean, Marvin has his splashes, but Marvin goes non-existent for a second in the season.
Yeah.
You don't have that with Galladay.
Right.
You have maybe one game where it's like, where were you?
Yeah, maybe and you even won. Then it was just like Stafford didn't look his way.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys where you think he's covered, mm-hmm. and then he just goes up and gets it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't guard up, mm-hmm. you know?
At all.
With a guy of that size and who can get up that high and nope. who can straight up just box you out, you cannot guard up. You can guard around him, in front of him, behind him. You can't guard up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest, if not the worst move they had. Because if he walks, you literally got nothing in return.
Nothing in return.
Nothing
yeah.
in return for a third round pick that's going to make 17 plus mil a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you're just letting him, like, you. How long did, how many wins do we have since then? Probably 10 in 3 years?
Yeah.
I think so, right?
It, maybe 10, yeah.
Because we got 3 the first year. We got 3 the second. No,
no, we were
like,
7-9. I think we were 7-9 this year. Yeah, it was 7-9 this year. And then I want to say 7-9 another year somehow.
They went 6-10 in 2018.
Okay. Yeah, 6-10.
And I think that was the year he was drafted, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so they went 6-10, 3-12, and 5-11 this year.
Mm.
So, yeah, 14 wins.
Yeah.
In 3 years. You got nothing out of that. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get a guy who's going to go walk somewhere yep. and put up 1,000 yards every year. Like,
Allen Robinson.
That's. Yeah, it's basically Allen Robinson. Mm-hmm. The Jaguars literally got nothing in return for him, and look how that turned out for them.
Yep.
They're still drafting in the top 5.
Yeah.
You know? Rather than having a stud guy. Anywho, what else you got? Anything?
Nah, that's about it. I'm fed up with the Lions. I'm tired.
How about we agree to the rest of the offseason, we do give them no more than 5 minutes of the show's time?
We can try, but it's so hard.
I know.
Look at it this way, dude. In 30 years of my life at this point, I have never seen the Lions win a playoff game. 30 years. Like, some people actually, you know, make it to 30. That's a whole life.
Right.
And your entire lifetime. Like, it's a cute joke to make that joke when it's like you're a teenager. Oh, I haven't seen this team win in my life. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
But when you're 30, it rings differently in your head. And, like, as I mentioned it to more and more people that are Lions fans, they're like, shit, you're right. Like, that's a long time to cheer for a team, and you have no hope.
Yeah,
none.
You haven't gotten anything.
Like, you have no – at least the Browns have had splash years where they looked good.
Yeah.
You know? And even this year, they got a playoff win. Like, you've had signs.
Let me tell you this. I've been watching, like, closely
mm-hmm.
NFL football – since like mid-90s.
Yeah.
96, 97. Like when I was a little kid, like, right, mm-hmm. I was into football.
Yeah.
Some people like cartoons. I like football, you know?
It's fair.
Outside of, we'll call it 98, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 winning seasons.
See?
Since 98.
It's pathetic.
And none of them are 12 wins.
Mm-mm.
In 91, they won 12 wins. Had to won 12 games. Outside of that, they had 1-11.
10 or 11.
Yeah. They
or
had
maybe 9.
3 10s and a couple of 9s.
Yeah, see?
It's kind of pathetic.
Like, it's just, it's very sad when you think about it. Because it's like, dude, I've invested so much in this team. Like, you've seen every other team in the city at least make it to a championship game.
Yeah.
The Tigers should have had one.
They should have. They should have had 3.
You know, yeah, but you know, at least they made it.
Yeah,
they at least got there.
Yeah,
we saw them make a playoff run on multiple occasions.
They got that there in two different teams, really. Like,
exactly.
You had like a couple of players that carried over, but yeah, for the most part, it was two different teams.
Yeah, and it's like, come on, man, come on! Like, not even a little spark there.
The Pistons.
Got a couple championships. One point, 3 of the teams in the city were looked at as some of the best franchises in their sport.
Yeah.
Like, as a contender year in and year out. Tigers, Wings, Pistons for a second, for a nice stretch. All looks good.
Right. The Lions have just always been bad.
Yeah. It's like you've just never had any hope for the Lions.
And now they're all jokes.
Yeah.
At this point in time. Like, anybody who's not a...
The one that looks the furthest away from doing anything, still the Lions.
Right. Yeah.
And they're they were technically, this last year, the closest to doing anything.
Yeah. I mean, they went 11-5. And this is all under Caldwell, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
With Caldwell, they went 11-5, 7-9, which seems like a good year for the Lions.
Yeah.
9-7.
Yeah.
You know, you fire him, you bring in old fat Patricia, and he fucking, Quinn just trades away the team.
Yep.
Keeps the quarterback, of course, you know. And
oh, it's a 1-year, $11 million deal with Kluber.
Really?
Really?
He's got to be getting up there in age, isn't he?
He is a bit.
I mean, let's see when he started. I know pitchers last fucking forever now. Wait, he only started in 2011?
Really?
I'm thinking of somebody else. Mm. Or maybe he just looks old, you know?
Yeah. A lot of baseball players really look older than they are.
Yeah. That's because they, like, booze after every game.
Yeah.
You don't have to be super athletic to play baseball.
At all, nah. Although I do like guys like Vlad Jr. who realized, hey, I was too out of shape. Let me get this together.
Yeah. All right, well, we're 10 minutes over, so that's our show.
That's it. We tried it.
Oh, yeah, Nintendo Switch started their New Year's sale.
Yeah.
Check it out. There's some good stuff on there.
Get some stuff.
Outside of that, follow Chris on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Did you post a bunch of shit this week?
I posted some memes, yeah. I did post some memes for... It was mostly Steelers-targeted stuff. So it really seemed like we were bullying the Steelers with, like, back-to-back posts.
They earned that, though.
And then I did kind of make a little James Harden post being petty.
Okay. They earned. Everyone involved had it coming.
Yep.
Yeah, so follow him on social media.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to post Yankee stuff for the next, like, day or so just to, you know... Rub that in.
There you go. Enjoy, Yankees fans.
Yep.
And we'll see you next week.
Yep.
And that's it.
Peace.
Peace.